Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. This week, in the next couple of weeks, the show is dedicated to Center Stage Theater. Center Stage Theater is doing a dance festival. It's called Reemerge Dance Festival, and it's a way to celebrate coming back to the theater after over a year of being in quarantine and during the pandemic. And it was a way to celebrate the fact that theaters are starting to reopen and have live performances with a live audience and live performers on stage. And that's kind of the whole idea of the Reemerge Dance Festival. And the dance festival will take place June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. And I've been very lucky and honored to interview several of the performers who will be a part of the festival, including today's guest. And my guest today is Avila Joy Edwards, and she will be doing a piece called Rescue, and it will be featured on Friday, June 18th and Sunday, June 20th. And the festival is a four-day festival, and each day is a different program, and you can attend all four shows or pick and choose which ones you want to see. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome my guest today, Avila Joy Edwards. Avila, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And how long have you been dancing?
Since I was two.
Wow. Since you were two?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's similar. I have a niece who's about your age, and she started dancing, I think, when she was three. Wow. And so how did you get started in dancing? Obviously, you said you were two, but which studios were you with?
I think my first name was Justice. I danced in Ventura, and then I went to Gustafson.
Oh, Gustafson Studio here in Santa Barbara. In Ventura. And which studio are you with in Ventura?
Ballet Academy Ventura.
Ballet Academy of Ventura. And so what was it about dance that that drew you to it? I mean, you started at a young age, but do you remember along the way where you wanted, oh my gosh, I want to do dance forever? Was it, or did you have a moment like that?
When I first started, I really was like, I want to do this forever.
Oh, good.
I just have always wanted to do it.
Right, right. Now, what are your favorite styles or traditions or genres of dance, and why would those be your favorites?
I like ballet and contemporary, like modern, and I really like ballet because it's funny. I like ballet and contemporary for very different reasons. I like ballet because it's so like disciplined and has to be so perfect. Mm-hmm. Then I also love contemporary because you sort of get to put your own style to whatever you're doing.
Right. Now I was watching before we started. I was watching a little bit of your video called Rescue. Is that correct? And very good. I was like, wow, you're only 12 years old, and you know, very professional looking video, and I like that. But tell us a little bit about the song that's in the video. How did you come across that song, and why did you pick it for the piece?
We chose the song because of just something that I've been like working through. I was living in Santa Barbara, and then moved to this little town called Carpinteria, and I moved to a street where I had a friend, and I'm Christian, and I am really, like, I love, anyway, so I was trying to get, I've been trying to help my friend to, like, share the same faith with me, because she's gone through a lot of hard things these past years,
mm-hmm.
And so this piece is, and I chose this song because it fit really well with that story, and that's what the piece is.
Now, the piece is called Rescue. Is that also the title of the song?
Yes.
Okay. And and who recorded that song? You know?
That song is a friend of mine. So The original is by Lauren Daigle, but then the one that I use for the video and the one that I'm using for my performance is a friend of mine named Miley.
Oh, okay. And will she be performing the song with you as you do the dance?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's very cool. And again, I'm speaking with Avila Joy Edwards. She is one of the performers in the Reemerge Dance Festival, which takes place June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. By the way, if you'd like to get tickets, you can log on to the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's centerstagetheater.org. You can reserve your tickets there online. And you can also click on the blog tab and learn more about the dance festival in more detail and about all the various performers who will be involved. Avila, let me ask you then, how was the shutdown experience, the quarantine experience for you? I know you probably had to do school at home. Oh, okay.
So it wasn't as hard for me, but then because I was still dancing, it was really like I don't really like doing ballet like online.
Yeah.
Online Zoom and stuff. So that's actually where I met Katie, who I'm dancing with. She came to my house and taught me and did a class with me instead of me having to do it online.
Oh, okay. So you were able to have a little bit of personal in-person instruction a little bit there. But did you have to do a lot of classes online, or how did that work for you throughout the year?
I was, for ballet, I was supposed to be doing them online, but instead I was doing them with Katie.
Uh-huh.
So I was supposed to.
Well, that's probably okay. And so it sounds like you kind of made it through the quarantine without too many bumps in the road.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. And then, so let me also ask you, are there other art forms or dance forms that you've been interested in that you would like to try out that you haven't done before? Mm-hmm. So you prefer ballet and contemporary?
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. And then what are you hoping that the audience takes away with them once they see your piece? What are you hoping that will stick with them or that they'll take away with them after seeing your piece?
Just to like keep trying. Don't give up.
Don't give up hope?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very cool. Well, and it sounds like it's going to be a very inspirational type of piece. Would you say that, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be inspiring and inspirational. Very cool. And what are you hoping for in the future? What, you know, once everything kind of sort of returns back to normal, what are you hoping to do, whether it's in school or dance or anything in the future that you would like to take on, you know, between now and the next few years?
I have no idea.
Well, that's okay too. that's fine too. So do you mind if I ask you some random questions that have nothing to do with dance whatsoever?
Sure.
Okay. Because I've been, everybody that I've interviewed, I've asked them some questions just to kind of get to know them on a level other than as an artist or as a performer. excuse me. So one of the questions I wanted to ask is, what's your favorite comfort food?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is there more than one?
I really like pancakes.
Pancakes are good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with pancakes. Yeah, or like with chocolate chip maybe inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blueberry pancakes, I think, are one of my favorites. I love blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good comfort food for sure. And You know what's fun too is like having pancakes like on a rainy day, like on a Saturday when you don't have to do anything, and it's just like warm and it's raining outside and you're having warm pancakes. That's always fun to do, huh? So let me ask you this then. What's your most treasured possession? Could it be like maybe a stuffed animal or a toy that you've had since you were little? Or
I have a stuffed animal that I've had since I was born because I got really sick when I was born. So, and then my grandma got me this stuffed animal and I've had it since I was born, so 12 years.
Wow. What kind of animal is it? It's kind of like a rabbit?
It's a bear with a rabbit onesie on.
Oh, okay. I see what you... Okay. Oh, that's cute. And you've had that since you were born? That's nice. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't mind admitting I have the same Winnie the Pooh bear that I've had since I was little, and I'm in my 50s. So I don't know why I'm admitting that right now, but I guess what I'm saying is that you might want to hold on to that forever and never let it go. Nice, nice. And then one more question. What's your favorite either fictional character or character on TV or in the movies? What's your favorite fictional character?
I don't know. I was thinking about this one because I've watched and I've read a lot and I've watched a lot of movies that I really, really liked. And so I don't really have a favorite, which was hard, but I didn't have a favorite of the characters.
So you like several.
I just like them all.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Avila, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us today, and continued success in your dancing and dance career and with the with your piece during the dance festival. And again, if you want to see Avila's piece, her performance will be on Friday the 18th at 7 p.m. and then Sunday, June 20th at 2 p.m. And her piece is called Rescue. And if you'd like to check out her piece or any of the parts of the dance festival, any of the programs, you can log on to centerstagetheater.org for tickets. That's centerstagetheater.org. And you can reserve your tickets there online. You can also click on the blog tab and find out all the details about the dance festival and more in-depth information about each piece. And again, that's all on the website, centerstagetheater.org. And Avila, is there anything else you would like to add before we go?
No.
All right. Well, again, good luck with the festival. I won't say break a leg, you know, because that's for actors and I don't want to, you know, with dance, that might not be a good thing. But good luck with the festival and with future endeavors in school and all that good stuff. And thank you for joining us. And again, to learn more about the festival, centerstagetheater.org. And if you want to follow what I'm doing, my show is called Jim on the Air, and you can find it most places. On the podcast is available at anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. And again, the show is called Jim on the Air. And Avila, good luck with everything, and thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye, everybody.